Mishnah in the Megillah on Daf Hey Amud Aleph says that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the 9th of Av, the day that we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, if it falls out on Shabbos, we push the fast day to the next day. We don't fast on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. And Rashi says in the Mishnah that the same holds true by the 17th of Tammuz and the 10th of Teves, today, the day that Nebuchadnezzar put a siege around Yerushalayim, the siege that ultimately led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash on the 9th of Av. So too, if the day would fall out on Shabbos, we wouldn't fast today. We'd fast tomorrow, we'd fast on the next day, on the 11th of Teves. But the Beis Yosef quotes the opinion of the Vudraham. The Vudraham writes that if Asar B'Teves today would fall out on Shabbos, then you wouldn't be able to push it off to the next day. And the assumption is, what that means is, not that we don't have Asar B'Teves at all that year, but we would actually fast on Shabbos. And he quotes a pasuk, that the pasuk in Yecheskel, when it speaks about Asar B'Teves, it uses the words Etzem Hayom Azeh, which is similar to the words that are used by Yom Kippur. And if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos. So if Asar B'Teves falls out on Shabbos, we also fall out on Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef says, where in the world did this come from? What does that mean? We never find that a regular fast, Yom Kippur, we understand. But even Tisha B'Av, when we're mourning the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, if that would fall out on Shabbos, we wouldn't fast. So on Asar B'Teves, which is just a siege that led up towards the base of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to fast on Shabbos? The mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, to enjoy the Shabbos, and we're going to fast and be bitzar. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos. What does this mean? And the Chassam Sofer, which is printed in the Siddur of the Chassam Sofer, in his commentary on the Slichos of Asar B'Teves, Slichos that we said this morning in Davening, says a fascinating answer. He says there are two types of fast days that we commemorate. One is when we fast about something that happened in the past. For example, there's a custom on the day, the yahrzeit of a parent, someone whose parent passed away, this child fasts on that day. They're sad, they're commemorating what happened in the past, a difficult episode that happened, and they fast. Those types of days would never go against the Shabbos. Shabbos, we're supposed to enjoy the Shabbos, so to fast, to mourn on something that happened in the past, we don't do that on Shabbos, and therefore, on Tisha B'Av, where we're mourning, we're commemorating what happened back many years ago, we will not fast when it comes to Shabbos. However, a different type of fast is a Tainis Chalom. If someone has a bad dream, which might have a message of what is going to happen to a person, the halacha is that you're allowed to fast that morning, you wake up. But what happens if the bad dream happened on a Friday night? At Shabbos morning, you're allowed to fast now on Shabbos. And the halacha is that you're allowed to fast. Why is that? Explains the Chassam Sofer. Because the fasting and the tshuva that you do at that time is coming to eradicate, to obliterate, to get rid of the bad decree that is going to happen. So if I'm doing tshuva, I wake up in the morning, I'm sweating, oh, I had a bad dream, something bad's going to happen to me. And all of a sudden I start doing tshuva and I fast, I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm doing something to get rid of that future bad thing that's going to happen. And therefore that fits. It aligns with the hashkafa, with the spirit of Shabbos. Says the Chassam Sofer, on Asar B'Teves, today, in the year that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was decreed on that day that in 7 months from then, the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. It was a chesed that it wouldn't be in the times of the winter months when it's cold. I mean, the summer, they're going to exile in an easier time. Hashem wanted it to be later on. But it was already decreed on Asar B'Teves what was going to happen in the future. And the Chassam Sofer says the same holds true every single year. Every year today, there's a decree up in heaven. Are we going to celebrate in 7 months from now? Are we going to have parties on the ninth day of Av this year? Or are we going to be sitting on the floor and mourning? It happens already now. And therefore, every year, if it would fall out on Shabbos, it never does, but if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would be able to fast and do our tshuva, introspection, to try to get rid of a decree, a bad potential decree of what's going to be on Tisha B'Av, this coming Tisha B'Av. It's very, if you think about that for a minute, it gives a lot more oomph to today. It's a fast day. Idea, like the Rambam says, is to do tshuva, introspection, think about how we could become better people. But we should realize that it has a weight to it. Today is the decree of what's going to be this coming Tisha B'Av. And the more we take this day seriously, with our davening, with our introspection, with our changing of our ways, the better the chances are for that decree to be able to go ahead and change. So I'd like to talk about for a few minutes some ideas of what it means that there was a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, since today we're trying to rectify that. We're trying to put it back to where it's supposed to be. And it's one yesod with many applications, and I'm sure everyone could take time over the course of the day to think about it even more. The word churban, destruction, the root is chet resh bet, charav, like a cherev, a sword. What does it mean? It means to split apart, to disconnect. Right? A sword, we always think of a sword as something that splits something into two. It doesn't poke, it can poke, right? It could make a hole, but really it splits things into two. Churban is about disconnecting. The Jewish people were disconnected from one another. Sinas Chinam, the second Beis HaMikdash. We were disconnected from one another. We weren't working as one whole. We were disconnected from Hashem. Avodah Zarah, in the first Beis HaMikdash. We were disconnected. It wasn't the way it's supposed to be. The way it's supposed to be, if you scramble the letters of Churban, Chet Resh Bet, you get Chet Bet Resh. Chibur. To connect, to bring together, chaver, friend. That's what it's all about, bringing together. The destruction was about things not being one, not being together, not being unified. Not unified with Hashem, not unified with one another, disconnected from ourselves. We have to go ahead and bring that together. The Sfarno writes in Shir HaShirim, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Ches, Tes, Yod, Yod Aleph, take a look please. It's fascinating, the commentary of the Sfarno and Shir HaShirim. There's a dialogue between the Jewish people and Hashem. And the Jewish people say, oh, we're yearning for the Beis HaMikdash. We want the Beis HaMikdash back. And Hashem says back to them, Achos lanu kitana v'shadayim ein la. Manasel achosenu bayom sheyidubar ba. Explains the Sfarno. You're all in pain of the fact that I haven't brought my Shechina, my presence, back amongst you. But there's no Beis HaMikdash. It pains you? He says, V'shadayim eila, v'osam hama'atim, eina milamdim das. Well, where are all the people that are trying to teach others? Trying to spread Judaism? U'bilti mochim hashiv me'avon, v'yos ha'amon. Everyone's too busy. No one's taking care of everyone else. We're the people that are caring about the tikkun hahamon, fixing the masses, spreading the light, trying to teach others. There's a disconnect between people and Hashem. Where are the people that are trying to be makari of others to get close to Hashem? And he continues and he says, and if you would have that, im chomahi, if you can have the schus of having these people spreading the Torah, spreading the idea of Hashem, Nivne Alea Tiras Kesef. I'll build a Beis HaMikdash of silver. Silver, fire can't burn down. Vim Delasi, but if not, you close the door on others, and you don't care about the Tikkun Amon, so then I'll make you a wooden Beis Medrash. Make you a nice place that you could go ahead and learn, but you're not going to have the silver Beis HaMikdash. The first point is connecting. We have to reconnect. Reconnect other people to Hashem. That's what the Tviya. That's what Hashem demands from the people. Rechayim Brim, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was a great tzaddik of Yerushalayim. He was a Biyana Chassid and a student of the Chazon Ish. So he was from all worlds. And he used to say, around Tisha B'Av, he used to quote this Sfarno often, and say, where are the people reaching out to others to try to reconnect them to Hashem? The second, obviously, is the chibur between all of us. How much are we reaching out to one another, trying to make more achdus in the yeshiva, amongst relatives, amongst friends, making new friends, taking a new person with you for Shabbos? Now we have so many people, call them guests, right, that have dropped into Eshet Torah over this week and a half, these few weeks. How many of us are going to befriend them? And last night, I went, there was a hasbara, a dinner, downstairs. By accident, I walked in there, and a guy walked over to me and said, you know, I remember you. He said, I said a Dvar Torah once, and he remembered me. And he asked me for a certain student in the yeshiva, if he's still here. I'm not going to mention his name. He said, is he still here? I said, yeah, he's still here. He said, oh, because that guy, I promise you, this is a boy from University of Virginia. Okay? He said to me, that boy that's in the yeshiva, I remember when I was here on Essentials, he brought us around, showed us every place, and introduced us to everyone. So I'm trying to find him. Can you imagine? He just was friendly to him. Just brought him around. The amazing impact that it has a year and a half later. We have to look for others. Look at our friends. Look at people sitting next to us and try to reconnect each other. And of course, we have to try to connect to ourselves. We have to be in touch with ourselves. What do we need to grow through? What do we need to develop? Who are we? What do we believe in? Try to motivate ourselves to grow to much greater heights. And I always like to think how we see that the whole world is moving towards the building of the Beis HaMikdash. It's quite obvious. And many of us went, for example, to Rav Aaron Leib Steinman's Levaya. We tried to go, right? We sat on the bus for many hours. We saw the tremendous amount of traffic, right? So if you think about that for a second, I was thinking, what's it going to be like when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt? And all the people from Bnei Brak and Tel Aviv and all those people up north, they're all going to come here. There's no chance that they're going to get to the Beis HaMikdash. The traffic is going to be who knows how long. They're not going to be able to get here, right? So it's clear, it's so obvious. The express train from Tel Aviv, 28 minutes. No traffic. It's clear, clear as day. I'm not even joking. It's Hashem setting it up. What about the people that take cars? Mamilla parking lot, why do you think it was built? It's obvious that all of these steps, the light rail, everything is clear. It's clear as day that it's all moving towards the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem is setting it up. So I wondered, how does that fit into the social media? Everything is, we're always attached to things, etc. How does that fit into the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash? We don't need live streams of the bringing of the Korbanos. We don't need that. So what's the pshat? So I think what it brought really into the world is a new appreciation to being connected. The importance of always being connected. Now, it happens to be that the Yetzer Hara, obviously, with anything good, works very hard to try to use that to disconnect everyone. People are more disconnected from Hashem. They're disconnected from their friends, and they're disconnected from themselves through being connected. Okay, that's not for now. But what it did bring in is this value, the importance of being connected. That value is crucial for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. The value that we have to recognize, we're not loners. We're not people sitting on our side alone, by ourselves, doing our thing. It's all about connecting. Connecting to Hashem, connecting other people to Hashem, connecting to one another, connecting to ourselves. It's a very, very important message, very important value in Torah. And we should spend today, the remainder of our day, it's an early fast day, so we don't have that many more hours left, but with this mincha that we have now, in our afternoon, to really try to take a step back and think about how we really could connect in all those three areas, and we'll be zocha b'ezras Hashem to see the rebuilding Beis HaMikdash, the silver dome that the fire can't touch. Meher v'yameinu.